Hello again, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Hector Cervantes, and I serve as the worship pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. Today, I want to talk to you about what you can give to the church. And to get you in the frame of mind of where I am going, I want to ask a question. Are you more concerned about what you can get from the church or what you can give to the church? I ask this because I know, especially at this point in my life, I missed out on a lot of learning opportunities, ministry opportunities, and leadership opportunities simply because in my heart I was asking, what can I get from the church? I would attend a lot of different churches when I was younger, and in my arrogance, I would think things like, well, there are only six people in this small group, and they're all weird. And they don't look like me, they don't dress like me, so obviously this church is not for me. The topic of giving reminded me of this particular season in my life because I was asking the question, what can I get from the church, not what can I give to the church? The topic is also affirming and kind of timely for me because Christy, my wife, and I are going through the book of Ephesians with our small group, and one of our recent discussions was talking about spiritual gifts. That discussion reminded me that we bring much more to the church than our attendance and our money. So here is the encouragement for you today. Your story and your gifts are wanted in the church. Let's talk about your story first. I've heard some really great stories. I heard a story about about God saving a drug dealer who was in and out of jail from the time he was a teenager, and now preaches the gospel all over the world. In a seemingly completely opposite story, I know another story about a guy who grew up in a Christian home in Daytona Beach, Florida, and wasn't really saved until he was 17. Then he got serious about his walk with the Lord and eventually became the worship pastor of Sugar Hill Church. Everyone loves a good story, but the stories that impact impact people the most are stories of hope. Now, you, as a Christian, have the hope of the world that is found in Christ Jesus. You are part of the story of God, and you are part of His church. This is a story that people need to hear, and if you aren't telling your story through conversation, through small group gatherings, or other avenues, you are robbing yourself of a blessing, and you are robbing someone else of the hope that is in you. For example, if my youth pastor never shared his personal struggles with me, and was generous about speaking on the redeeming power of God through those struggles, I would not have become a Christian. Ben Gutierrez says, no one is able to minister to someone who has suffered quite like someone who has suffered. Someone will relate to your story, and as a Christian, God has taken your story, put it in His story, which is the hope that is found in Jesus Christ, and He now empowers you to tell that story with confidence through the Holy Spirit. Give your story, and you will give people hope. Now, let's talk about your gifts. And I'm not talking about your talent, though your talent is appreciated, and God does and wants to work through your talents. What I'm talking about is your spiritual gifts, and everyone has these gifts. I know because you were made in the image of an awesome, powerful, loving, beautiful, and generous God. J.I. Packer, he wrote, spiritual gifts are capacities of believers to express and communicate the knowledge and the power of Christ for the purpose of edifying the church. From this, we can say spiritual gifts are given by God to the Christian to build up the church. Paul lists a lot of these gifts in Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. J.D. Greer, who I think suggests a really cool way of finding your spiritual gift, he says, your spiritual gift is a combination of your ability, your affinity, that is what you're passionate about, and affirmation, in other words, what people say you are good at. Someone gave me this advice a while ago, and it really put things in perspective for me. I have an affinity to encourage people. I like building up people, and I love to be there for someone. I also have the ability to empathize with people. Some people say I wear my heart on my sleeve a little bit. Also, I love to study scripture. I love to pray, prepare, and study, probably more than I need to. For instance, it took me several hours over the course of 3 days to finish just writing my thoughts for this podcast. Furthermore, throughout my walk with Christ, people have affirmed me by saying, that encouragement meant a lot to me, or I never really thought of, you know, the Bible in that way, or, you know, something like that. Christy also, my wife, who knows me better than anybody else, she has also affirmed me in these and said, that I am an encourager and a teacher. So at least two of my strongest spiritual gifts are encouragement and teaching. I lead worship from Sunday to Sunday, but playing guitar and singing is just an avenue for me to honor God by using the gifts He's given me in encouragement and teaching. So the point of this is to tell you that you have a story and you have gifts that people need to see and hear. How you tell your story and how you use your gifts are going to change from season to season, but what you do will be an extension of who you are, and it should not be the other way around. Where you'll find the most value in yourself and where you will bring the most value to the church is by honoring God, sharing your story, and sharing your gifts. Three things that I want to encourage you with. When you give in this way, you, number one, honor the giver. Number two, are a blessing to others. And number three, you will have the blessing of peace. John 14:27 says, this is Jesus talking, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as this world gives do I give to you." So let me end this podcast the same way that I began, by asking the question, are you more concerned about what you can get from the church or what you can give to the church? You were built to worship Almighty God and to tell your story of hope through your gifts. Be encouraged today. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. May God bless you, and I will see you Sunday at 9:30 or 11 a.m.